Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Today's World Problems. And sorry for not posting recently. A lot of what's happened. I've been really busy with school, and yeah, it's been crazy. But anyways, today's main topic is going to be about the $3.5 million lawsuit between Keem and Romeo Lacoste. Is how I'm going to say it because I don't really know. Lacoste, one of those. But anyways, Keemstar, on his show about a year ago in 2019, he posted something, and it was accusations of how, and this is what Keem did, call Lacoste, and he said that he was, and I quote, a predator, or a child predator, and, the thing with this is a strong accusation. This can potentially ruin someone's career, and it somewhat has led to that path for Romeo. But, Keem, that was a strong accusation, for sure, that Keem made. But at the same time, that's where the evidence that he had shown on his show pointed to, and yeah. Most of you can see where that accusation is coming from. In my point of view, and this is strictly my opinion, my point of view, the way that Romeo worded the document for a lawsuit against Keem, it's putting him to criminal charges, maybe. I want to say in court they might start a potential investigation about this because they filed the lawsuit through federal court. And I want to say it's not going to end so well for him because in the article or the document he said of how he was talking to underage minor females, and I can't personally find the document. I tried to, but I don't know. My problem here is that the way Romeo also worded the document, it makes it seem like as if Keem is committing some act of slander or discredit to his reputation as a public figure. And it was already long gone, most of the story. Keem is pretty much right about that. I barely even remembered it myself, and I'm pretty sure I saw it. But about a month ago, he made another episode where a 15-year-old girl came to him and with evidence and basically said how he was showing inappropriate images and etc., and even showed a screen recording on FaceTime of him showing his dick, or his male genitalia, excuse me for my language, and at the same time also showing his face, and from the glare of her face in the video, you could tell that it was real, supposedly, and I don't really know, I can't say if it was real or fake or not, but in my opinion, personal opinion here, correct me if you think I'm wrong, but, I think Keem is not in the wrong here, not only for me being a minor myself, but mostly because the dude deserved it. He could have dropped it, but now he wants to bring it to federal court as an actual lawsuit. And in my opinion, that's very stupid of him. I don't know personally if that will lead into a investigation into him. Because, as we know, him talking to minors and showing his genitalia to minors is illegal. So, yeah. I think something's gonna definitely happen to him. Consequentially. I don't even know if that's a word. Some sort of consequence by the law is definitely going to happen to him. And in my opinion, even Keemstar could fire back with a lawsuit because of the fact that, well, because he's trying to steal $3.5 million without an actual thing, and in a way, for trying to take away his right to freedom of speech, because, as Keemstar put it himself in a quote, he's trying to shut him up, and that is what it is pointing to. And by all means, I believe that it's definitely in Keem's odds in favor. I mean, I believe Romeo basically screwed himself in a way. Yeah, I don't see it ending well for him at all. In my opinion, yes, he is a child predator, to sum it up. As 30 some in his 30s, right? Early to mid 30s, he's contacting underage females. Underage girls, okay? 15, 16, 17 even. In his defense, it was 17, but a literal 15-year-old came up to Keem with evidence saying that he was doing this. And in my defense, they could take it to court. That female's, the young lady's parents, I believe they could take it to court and potentially get him arrested or something of the sort. Yeah. Because it is legal, especially him showing his genitalia to her. There's some messed up people. There's a lot of child predators and such in this world. And it's a shame that some of them are, celebrities or influencers that some of us may even look up to. And as a tattoo artist, a very skilled one, I'm sure he's a mentor to some tattoo artists, and that's probably brings them to shame. I have nothing good to say about Romeo. One, because me being a minor myself, that's disgusting. He's literally disgusting. There's no other way to put it. He shouldn't have done that. He did. But yeah, I believe that's it. On to the next story. Impeachment failed with Trump. That is true. There's not much to say about that. Most Republicans and conservative right-sided members thought it was gonna fail, and it did. And yeah. And this is also late news, but yeah. As for coronavirus, let's talk about this. The coronavirus is a very special topic. My school, personally, has been closed for, let's see, since last week. Let me open a calendar for you real quick, and I will do this. Until April 15th, supposedly. April 15th is indeed a Wednesday. Really? They're going to start it on Wednesday? That's weird. Okay, last week, Friday, was the March 13th. That was a Friday, right? April 15th, supposedly, they should be starting it. I don't know why, Monday. But, yeah, a lot of schools are closing down, a lot of businesses even. My state personally has banned a gathering of 10 or more people. And, yeah, it's gonna be rough for most people. All I have to say is, it's common sense, really. Don't be stupid, wash your hands, keep clean, and stay around people that you know, or I mean, don't stay around. Like, it's called social distancing, right? Stay around people, especially if you know that they're sick. or are around someone personally that is sick, then yes, you should stay around. I mean, should not stay around. Let me say this again. You should not stay around anyone that is sick. Even if they do not have the coronavirus, it could potentially, with some sicknesses, develop into the coronavirus. So just be careful. It's common sense, really. Just keep clean. Now, what I have yet to figure out is if there's an actual reasoning behind everyone like buying toilet paper and etc. Germex and all, we can understand. But I think the main thing here why some things are like going out of stock is because people are just they're just worrying way too much. They're overreacting to something that, yes, it is very frightening. A new, I guess, undiscovered sickness that's coming to play and is killing people. But you guys also have to look at the facts here, and I know you've heard this many times, but just remember, it's really not that bad, okay? Yes. You have to take into play one, how many people, and some of you even before this coronavirus stuff, if you're listening in, some of you may have come home from every day, especially if you're a kid that goes to a public school. You might come home every day and whatnot, and like not even wash your hands. That is very possible. Okay? I highly suggest you do so. I know for a fact that I didn't even, but luckily I have not gotten sick with it yet, and there hasn't been a case in my city or in my county even. Few counties over, yes, but anyways, just be careful, keep clean. That's really all you have to worry about, okay? If your hygiene is not in the best form right now, and you are around people that are sick, then I'd start to worry a little bit. And but don't panic. Everyone panicking is what in reality is causing things to go out of stock because they're thinking ahead, like, okay, you know what? If everyone's what really happened probably was a few people were like, no, well, I'm not gonna be out of my house, I'm just gonna stay at home for a little bit because of this. And sorry, excuse me for that. But everyone was probably going to be like, no, I'm going to stay at my home for a bit, so I'm not going to be able to get some food. I'm not going to be able to get this or that. And then toilet paper came down to it, like, okay, I'm going to have to stock up on this as well. That's what I can see it being as. And then after that occurrence, more people started buying it because they were realizing that I was going out of stock slowly. And the thing is, when it's supply and a demand, okay? If the supply is really low, but then the demand starts to raise, one, businesses are going to increase the prices. That's like automatic. That is business for you, okay? That is finance, okay? Businesses are going to increase the prices because they know, okay, hey, you know what? There's not a lot of this. For example, there's not a lot of toilet paper going around right now. The supply is very low, but yet everyone is trying to buy some, so the demand is high. So let's increase the price because we know that this is what they really want or need right now. And it's basic business. You and I know this, but you know, just literally, if everyone takes a breather, literally think for a second, you're not gonna need to use your digestive system that much, okay? And even if you do, you can limit yourself, okay? You don't have to use like 20 sheets of toilet paper to cleanse yourself after releasing digestive matter, okay? You're gonna be okay. Point being, stop overreacting. Everything's gonna be okay. Other than that, just about every state in America has had at least one coronavirus case by now. And while that is bad,
stop traveling. That's the number one thing I have to say, okay? And this, don't overreact, but this is a precaution, okay? Because a lot of people are getting this right now, right? So just, it's a precaution. Don't travel out of state, okay? If you need to travel out of town for a little bit, okay, understandable, do so, but come back and stay away from people that are sick. It's mostly common sense, and it's mostly just people overreacting. And if you don't do that and you apply common sense, then boom, you're gonna be okay. Just wait for all this to go away. It's time and logic. Time and logic. Mix those two together, then boom, you're gonna be okay. No doubt about it. Again, just watch out for people that are sick, and that is it, I believe. Another fact about the coronavirus, as some of you may know already, it is killing people that are older, and that's because as you get older, your immune system changes and it gets weaker because you, as getting older, well, you just age and you slowly decompose in a way. As sad and horrific as that sounds, your body is slowly decomposing, and that is what aging is over time. And all this really is well, your immune system is a little bit weaker than most people. So someone young, if they get it, okay, that is cool. Everything's gonna be okay. If you are young, at a pretty young age, with a good and you're healthy, don't worry, you're gonna be fine. You're gonna recover from it in no time. Just chill out. If you are older, though, I believe it is around the 50s to 60s and above that is when you really need to worry. I think as a someone who is 16 has over a 95 or nine over 94, I want to say percent chance of survival. Okay. I don't know the exact statistic, but I know it's in between 94 and 99, or 100 actually, for survival rate. For a 16-year-old, that is, of course. Point being, it's very unlikely for someone young age, unless they are unhealthy, to get the coronavirus and die. COVID-19 is another way to put it. But everyone's gonna really be okay. Like I said, if you know people that are sick, stay away. Okay? As for if you're older, again, take a little bit more precautions if you want, but don't panic. Because, see, if you panic, this is what happens when people panic. What really happens deep down is they're not thinking. Okay, if you panic, you're gonna overreact and you're not gonna think logically. So if you slow down, take your time, time and logic, literally. Time, slow it down, and think for a second. You know, if I hang around sick people, am I more likely to get sick? The answer would be yes. Okay. Even if they don't have COVID-19 or the coronavirus, do not hang around them because, you know, one, they could pass something on to you, and that could be a worse form of what they have, and it could eventually turn into the coronavirus with germs of such going around. Just keep your hands clean. Don't really try to touch your mouth and your sinuses. Excuse me. And don't touch your nose, don't touch your eyes, mouth, and maybe even ears. Keep away from your face, mainly in your head. Other than that, keep your hands clean if you are touching stuff. Hygiene up, and you should be good. Other than that, there's nothing really else that we should talk about. I believe we are good for today. Yeah. So, yeah, just everyone be safe. Try not to panic or overreact, because that's just going to make the situation worse eventually. And other than that, everyone will be okay. I assure you of it. Seeing as we haven't even had a single case in my county. But schools is my last topic. Schools are going to be closing. It is unsure when they're going to reopen, and I know most schools have already been closed for even the rest of the year. What I do know is states with state testing, mine personally being Florida, you should not have to worry. What Governor DeSantis had said is that state testing will just be overlooked for this year, seeing as we're just not going to really have the time for it, and it's going to be mostly dependent on your grades in classes to see if you pass or not to the next level. As far as I am concerned, that is what has been said from the most recent article. I don't know personally how it goes for every grade and whatnot, but again, excuse me for yawning, but that is, yeah, that's what I've heard and seen in news article. But again, just stay safe, people, and you'll be fine. Promise. I personally have been sick, really sick. Like, I've been sick nonstop ever since this corona stuff has started, and I haven't, they've tested me for it. I'm good. Don't have it, haven't had it. I'm gonna keep it that way. I'm just gonna stay clean, okay? Yeah, other than that, I think that is all for today. Hope you guys have a wonderful day. And again, if you have anything to message me about, as for suggestions on what I should talk about next, or if you just want to message me about this episode, if you don't maybe agree with what I'm saying, then go ahead and my bad. Go ahead and follow me on Twitter at Today's World Pod. POD for pod, and today's no apostrophe. Today, world pod. And I think my Instagram should be TWP underscore podcast. Other than that, you guys, yes, it is TWP underscore podcast. That is a wasp. And yes, that is it. Hope you guys have a fantastic day. Stay safe. And catch you guys next time. Bye.